This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Houston Police Department is leading the criminal investigation into Friday night's deadly music festival tragedy. Eight people died at the Travis Scott concert after the crowd surged forward when he took the stage. But a prominent local official is calling now for a separate independent review. The Houston Police and Fire Departments were deeply involved in safety measures for the music festival. Attorney Tony Busby represents the family of victim Axel Costa. Busby says the 21-year-old Costa died because he couldn't breathe.
The immense force of the unruly and out-of-control crowd created by the defendant's gross negligence created such significant pressure onto his body that he could not breathe.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving calls this monumental. Congress is ordering automakers to find a way to keep drunken people from driving cars. The AP's Julie Walker.
It's part of the $1 trillion infrastructure package. Under the legislation, monitoring systems to stop drunk drivers would roll out in all new vehicles as early as 2026 after the Transportation Department assesses the best form of technology to install in millions of vehicles, and automakers are given time to comply. Currently, some convicted drunk drivers must use breathalyzer devices attached to an ignition to start their car. But the federal legislation doesn't specify the technology. Guidehouse Insights said the most likely system, infrared cameras that monitor driver behavior. I'm Julie Walker.
Hundreds turned out in Los Angeles yesterday to protest a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for city employees. A SpaceX capsule brought four astronauts back to Earth, splashing down in the Gulf of Mexico near Pensacola, Florida. Gas is $3.42 a gallon this morning, up 15 cents in a month. This is AP News. The organizer of a migrant caravan says the group is heading for the U.S.
The leader of a caravan of Central American migrants walking across southern Mexico said Monday the group is changing plans and will now head toward the U.S. border. The apparent change comes after immigration activist Irineo Mujica said the caravan has been pursued and harassed by Mexican government officials. Last Thursday, a group of migrants pelted officers of Mexico's National Guard with rocks, injuring five guard officers. On Monday, a group of mainly Central American migrants got a cold reception in the state of Oaxaca. They were initially denied entry into the town of Chahuites, as officials cited the fear of spreading COVID-19. I'm Mike Gracia.
A Norman Rockwell painting called Home for Thanksgiving has sold at auction for more than $3.5 million. A veterans organization in Massachusetts sold it, needing the money. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.